the bracha vateva meitiv. So the sibus hadavar, why you make a bracha? Shmuel brings down from the Ben Vechaya. You do adam tzarich lemaybe tugin ailam. A person has to take it easy on tugin ailam. Yain alei mivi de simcha. Yain brings a simcha alei de kalas reish. Yain can come day kalas reish. Lakach sidru chachamim nusach zesh hadavar meitiv. Shaydur brichas hadavar meitiv. Shabrichas amazin tugin arugay beitar. And okay. Yeah, and Harugay Beit, and therefore it's to tone down the person's simcha and ideas of Yizkir and Mimisha Mishrach Arbayayin. A person will remember Yom Mimisha and won't be Mishrach after the wine. And the Sevi Dabar Brach is when a person has Ribi Teva, so person's the other Shad is a person has Ribi Teva, a person's thanking Ribi Teva for the Ribi Teva. You're having a lot of wine, you get extra and more. And therefore, you definitely make a bracha. The random psachim is done from the Ravid, that the Ravid held that even in two different paths, also you do it, two different types of bread, also you would do it. Why? Because he holds the set of bracha is more the Ribi Hatava Shabbat, get another piece of bread, and then another type of bread is the Ribi Hatava Shabbat, and therefore you make a bracha also on pass. The Ravid himself brings down, and he's going to look at this, already says, Dafke Bayayin, which is Mitzameach, it's not normal, it's not ruggle to have, you know, who has so many wines, it's not a normal thing. Machaning bread is a normal thing. Therefore, you want to make a bracha. But according to Ben Chai's reason, the bracha doesn't really pass to bread. Ben Chai's reason is because it comes to kastreis and have to sober you up, right? You're drinking a lot of different wines. It's tell your life serious, right? You're asking, I'm missing. You die one day, right? And somebody told me, his grandson, he's once that, you know, they were. Once at the little Seder, so it was getting a little all the grandchildren, if you know the Schwab, the Baker Schmack. And, you know, so they were joking, so I was going to give a big clap. He goes, you see this over here? This kittel? And they take me one day and bury me in this to try to sober up the atmosphere. Anyhow, that's the side of the Bracha Teva Meitiv. Now, Teva Meitiv, many times we find that people don't make the Bracha. The question is, are they not making Bracha because of Amratzitz or that's why the shayla is because it's hard to make the bracha, or just people don't know when to make a bracha over there, for they don't make the bracha. So the answer really is maybe a combination of both. And let's go through the different. I guess we'll go through step by step, and then we can see which things are done, which things are more b'tor chumra. So b'chayr brings down the reveal yayinachiv, and you make another, you bring other wine, and bracha b'regafen. You don't make bracha b'regafen because it's patted, but you make a teva meitiv. The Rama says that you make a teva meitiv, even you don't have from the Menorishin, even though you finished it, you have a new wine. Finish one bottle, right? Perm. Pang, one bottle. Then you bring another one. So Rama says you make a bracha, even though you don't have the first one, you still go ahead and make a bracha. The Rishiru brings down from the Magram, which I place can be each day's bazaar. Can a chila dinah, yesh menorishin, vivashaini, then you make a bracha. Mashenka, the first one's finished, you don't make a bracha. What's the Sedadav? The Sedadav is looking for the Ribi Atavla, the extra. If you just ran out of wine, that's not such an exciting Ribi Atava. I might have a pen, pencil, just like cross off along the going on. It's not a Ribi Atava, and therefore that's going to be the place to that tonight, number one, this is which is going to be Ma'akiv, or according to the opinion of Mishnah Berurah, is that it has to be, you still have some of the wine left. If you don't have some of the wine left, then that would not be considered a bracha. Now somebody asked me, so let's say you have two bottles of one wine and a third bottle of a different wine. So you drink one bottle of the wine, and now you bring in the other bottle of wine. You don't want to open up the closed bottle of wine. What's that? Is that because you don't have the wine? That's called you have the wine. So that's not a taina. Yeah, you have the wine. You have the ability of wine. You're just going to open it. Don't make about it's Rubi Atava. And about that one would, yes, make the bracha in that case. Yeah. Koisha begas amazin, my bekoiskas begas amazin, zak. I'm not going to rum. You do not have to make a teva meitiv. Why not? Because being that you already made a bracha. So you say teva meitiv begas amazin. Since you already made a bracha and begas amazin, therefore that's the reason why you don't make a bracha. Shasim points out. Now, what do you mean? Kivega brings down that in order to make a teva meitiv, it has to be there's all one drinking. You have a shini makim, like made again perm, right? You're drinking in one place, collecting, right? You're drinking in one place and go to another place. So if a shini makim or a nimlach, then you would not make a bracha. What's it say, David? So David, in that place, has to be a ribi al tava. Therefore, if you go from place to place, or if you say you're not going to drink and there's a nimlach, then it came. Whenever you can make a bracha, boy, pray a gofen, so maybe there's no bracha to a meitiv. Because it's like a new thing. It's not a shaykh, the whole thing. It's a new thing. And therefore, it's not shaykh to the wine drink beforehand. Who didn't mean a zeb, lavachi, you'll make a tava meitiv because I think boy, pray a gofen. And therefore, it has no shaykh to it. So, tie number two, which the Mishpah is going with, that has to be a haysafa in the wine you have. If it's a nimlach, which is a nimlach, you're not make a bracha. Now the Mishnah discusses what about Lel Pesach. He says Lel Pesach is not recommended to make a Teva Meitav because if you make a Teva Meitav in the middle of the Suda, so you're making extra brachas. And Pesach are very sensitive to not look like you're being marbar alakasis. And make another bracha, it looks like you're being marbar alakasis. And therefore you should not make a Teva Meitav in the Suda. But nevertheless, like the Mishnah Berurah, that if it's in middle of, if it's a different case, first case, second case, the third case, so then Enecham you would make a Teva Meitav in that situation. Because it's not a problem of Mesav Alakasis, and therefore over there you would go ahead and yes, make a Toiv Vameitiv. Which Shmuel Zalman at this point that seems to be a little bit of a stira that we just said. First we said that when you have to make a new bracha, there's no Toiv Vameitiv. Why? Because it's a new thing. It's not a Safa. By Abrakasis, we make four brachas. I mean, like Ashkenaz, like we make four brachas. So then why and why we make a Toiv Vameitiv? So there's a plan, I think it's still brought down from Scheinberg, which I'm going to tell like this, and maybe Yesh Lechalik and Dalakasis, and with that we say Nimlach, you don't make a Bracha Teva Meitav, the Pshat is because the Ovad is like a Hisafa. If it's like a new thing, I'm done drinking, I bring a new thing, that's a new thing, and therefore you don't make a Bracha. But Dalakasis, I know I'm going to drink Dalakasis. Being that I'm planning to drink Dalakasis, so even though there's Alacha, Abra, Dalakasis, they're all four separate mitzvahs, the first Mechavi is a Bracha, but that's not the Pshat that we misyachis that as something which has no shaykhis. Therefore, being that it's something which you're planning on doing, so therefore, even though it's a separate thing, you would, yes, make a bracha. Rosh Hashanah had it sound like that, and the Maaseh Rosh Hashanah is, no, they do not agree with each other. These two things do not agree with each other, and it sounds like we're not being chishish shomas for the sad of Nimlach, and we're not being chishish shomas for the sad, and that's the Hashem Zalman's Natiya. The Kavachai Zekatan Zayin says, Safa Brachas Alkal. You know, he doesn't want you to do it because of that. He wants to say, Safa Brachas Le Alkal. Possibly, I'm saying, but you know, Ma'aseh Kavachaim says Safa Brachas Alka, and he would not want you to make a bracha in that type of situation. Now, fine. Yeah, in terms of the wine being better or versus worse. So Tesis as Machlikas is the time to make the dafka. It's going to be better wine. That's not number one. Why? Because you're making a bracha on the Ribi Atava. Or even if it's not better, the fact that it's anocha wine, even though it's not better, another wine, sorry, even though it's not better, so that also would be mechayiv the bracha. How do we pass? Mechayiv says bracha teva meitav kosin yain min astam. I feel like it's shame b'shul rishon. You don't know it's worse. Min astam, you can do it long as you don't know it's worse. Any chelik the old new min astam, as long as you don't know it's worse, then enoch not be able to make a bracha. And as if you know that maybe it's worse, you don't make a bracha, then astam, you're able to go ahead and do it. Now the Chashokan says, well, why do I make a bracha on something when astam? We're not sure. If it's worse, we're going to say, don't make a bracha. We're not sure whether it's better or worse. So why don't you just make the person taste it? Like, and why would I make a bracha? So the Chashokan says, in Sokat Nadal, that you have a suk sveika. Suffik, if it's better, it doesn't mean it's worse, the Arishanim say, you do make a bracha when it's worse. Because it's lazy. He wants to say he's able to make a bracha based on Sveik Sveika. Now, Bedar Kalal in Hechaz Bracha Sveik Sveika, Mishra Burma Rish says, we don't do Sveik Sveika by brachas. But like one, the Achashuk wants to say, maybe that'll be a plan over here. Now, if you're going from white to white, red to white, the Mishra brings down Sveik Sveika Gimbal. If you bring white and then you bring red, only if you know the red's better. Why? The stomach not, because the love is more healthy. Being the love is more healthy, therefore, Edom is considered worse. So, So white to red, unless the red is better, you have to assume that the red is worse, unless you know, because white is considered more healthy. So it's interesting. We see the maila over here. The maila over here doesn't have to be only in the taste. It's also health that goes into the picture over here. Which is the Mechzitzog and Tetzi Dala discuss. So let's say you have grape juice, then you have wine. So grape juice is really healthier than wine. Why? It's not alcoholic, and therefore maybe grape juice is going to be better. So if grape juice is going to be more healthy, so maybe, well? Well, yeah, why not? I don't know. Huh? Okay, that's a different side, but then the side. That's a different side. But I'm saying it's either better. So then he says, he's decided to say, I don't know, not clear. White thread, we know, is a clear myla. It's healthier. I don't know if we can give levels of healthy. Nah, it wasn't Makabal so much. Wasn't so into that taina. We're going from red to white, you have to know what's better. White, if you're going from red to white, some of that's not going to be. Now, in terms of what's considered better, choyra kipshute, I would think it's totally in the person drinking it, what you value. The bracha is a personal bracha. It's a bracha on the Ribi Atava. Ribi Atava is Tali. One second. The Ribi Atava, the Chaira, is Tali. I would think Ribi Atava is Tali. And you, it's not Mukach, but I think Mustama. We see white to red is a mile. That's healthy. So now we're looking at some of the wine. I can bet it's a mile in the wine. But you know, it's Ribi Atava for you. Now, what would be if two people drinking? One likes someone better, one likes someone better. So then, okay, in Echonami. So you don't have to, then you have an issue, right? You don't have two wines which are. Which are, you know, which are better? Depends what the order is. Yeah. So let's say me and you were drinking. So I like whatever better. You like the. So in the order has to be the second one's better. If the second one's worse, then you want to make a bracha. So for me, it might be better. For you, it might be worse, right? Something
else. If we both drink the same one, whoever likes the second one better should make that better.
Amazing. Okay. Now, in terms of grape juice, there's a discussion whether grape juice has a din of Hatev Meitev or not. Rabbi Yashiv is anti Christian, and grape juice says, Oh, it's Mesameach. Here it's not going to be Sameach. The Chain, the Otsian says also, it's not Mesameach. Therefore, we're not doing on grape juice. On the other hand, of Scheinberg, I think of Nissen, said, it's wine, light plug, and not Maflik being wine to wine. And you would make a bracha on it. There's a need in whether it has to be dafka techasuda or not. Does the bracha be dafka techasuda? Because that's where it's nicker the ribe ayayin. If it's not techasuda, it's not so nicker the ribe ayayin. So maybe one would not make it or not. The other let's see, and was the opinion that's doing a suda. Maybe Rashi Tess and Bracha, San, does it, dafna Tess. It has to be techasuda. Lamaisa in the world of Mishabur, does anyone have a raya? Mishmais says, yeah, he says. Davka Tech Mazlin or Mesumin Lishus Lechilo. Kveh Lishtoi Seals, that'll be enough for sure. Definitely that. To make a Suda is a very big Chiddush. You know, it's a very big Chiddush to say that. Then I'm going to steam it so the Varim would not be like that. How much you have to drink? So, a Pashiyot says how much? Doesn't say amount. Doesn't seem to team with the Kharabi enough. The Kavachayim brings down Dafka if you have a Revius. Oh, it doesn't matter. Well, you have to have a Revius. It has to be both. You have to have a Revius. You have to have a Revius. The others say maybe to have a Revius. And Lemaisa, I mean, definitely the steamiest side of it is that. Oh, Arai, they only need a Suda. The Chersim Lel Seder. That'd be right. That's a nice right? But Lel Seder, the Chayr over there is not a student. He says, make it to a native. Okay, so you want to say, kill a level of Kvias. I'm saying, maybe he needs to have a level of Kvias. Let's say he makes two wines together. First wine drank separately, the second wine drank together, two wines together. You have grape juice with Kiddush, or wine and grape juice, then the second one was by itself. So I Shuva wants to say it's totally maybe in Rave. That's totally in. What the rave is. The rave is the new wine, you make a bracha, but the rave is not the new wine, you don't make a bracha. Then he's chelik, he says, why should you tell the rave? It's telling in time. We're looking for Ribi Atavar, Ribi Shrach. So if it's a new time, once you say the chelik, that would be enough. Yeah, Mechaya brings down in Sif Dalet and Rav Masum Masuda. Sorry. And I'm going to tell you that with him, Vachim Mashla, Toiv Loi, Meitiv Lachir. Toiv Loi, Meitiv is Toiv to you or Meitiv to Achim. It has to be two different people. Who did Nishib and Bon Avimai, Avi Yechidi Lai. You're drinking yourself, you're not making a bracha. It has to be the two people who are drinking from Oisei Yain. It has to be two people who drink from Oisei Yain, then you make a bracha. If you don't drink on him by himself, or his friends drinking by himself, you'll make a bracha. And as the bracha is, that there's a tava for both of you. And we'll make something for both of you. So if it's, you both own the bottle of wine, you put it together. Who had din, it says, well, bye, it's put on the table. So then whoever wants to drink, that's like a shifas. And a reich can break. Reich can make a bracha on it. So each two banav, kim shtach l'parnasam, v'kilesam chilek, v'dev chilek. And therefore, you have to, make a bracha. You also need that to drink chibur b'yachad. If not, it's separate rooms. If it's separate rooms, you're not making a bracha. Gam skim chen ein varach etav meita v'shasus neim sheyenis. We have to drink from both wines. If only one person drinks the wine and one from the wine, that would not be you would not make that type of meitav. So therefore, we said before that the bracha is a tava for you, a tava for others. If the other person is not a tava because it's worse, I don't think you make a bracha. I think that's better for both of you. Since you both of you like this wine better, if both of you would not like this wine better, then would not be a bracha. Okay, let's do some sadder, like in terms of, before we get the main issue, one main problem with Tavah Meitav, just what we have in terms of which things are extra credit, which things are ma'akiv, and which things are whatever. We'll start with the extra credit ones. How much you have to drink? So the stomach is a mishpuz, the mashu, there are some shizis erivias. Wine versus grape juice, the omu vivikuach. Techasuda, right? There are some who say techasuda, we say mishpuz, the mashu. It doesn't have to be techasuda. If you're making a new bracha, that's the Mangan of Ram, the Shatzian seems to have its Ad Seinatu. Mishbura seems to be more Naita by Pesach that you would yes. And those are things which are up to debate. Things which are not up to debate, in other words, that you for sure need this is, the morning you have to have two different wines. If you want two different wines, you don't make a bracha. It has to be both people are drinking from the wine. And there's a shufas in the wine. If both not drinking from the wine, then you would not make a bracha. Mishbura goes that the wine still has to be there. If the wine's still not there, then Enchanami, one person would not make a bracha. It also has to be minastam. It has to be that the second wine is better than, just as good, or better than the other wine. If it's Geruah B'Yoyser, it's worse, then one would not make a bracha. So the main mavucha in the simen is Sif Gemel Mechaber says like this. If you have... Sorry, Mr. Bruin Sifkatan Dalad says, it has to be that they brew a new wine. He's who you make chila shte yenis with beisav, that is shte yenis with beisav, that is shte yenis with beisav, you make a bracha. You make a... Das ha chamudis, if they're in his house, that's bracha, and if that's to bring it, you'll make a bracha. Shrews come along and saying, so bracha's hakam, Shrews come along and saying, that if they're both in front of you, you'll make a bracha. Because the whole bottom right is like a Rubia Tava. They brought you another bottle of wine. Both of them make a bracha. And then he brings down from the Levi Chamud that said, if it's in your house, which has the bracha, you don't make a bracha. If it comes from the Marateif, the seller, you make a bracha. If it comes from the house, one would not make a bracha. So the visa, it'd be very rare you'd ever make a bracha. Because whenever it's in the house, you wouldn't make a bracha. It has to be like, you knew it was coming, because if you know it was coming, it's not a Rubia Tava. Rubia Tava, you knew it was coming, and it came from somewhere else. Like somebody's bringing a bottle of wine, or somebody was buying a bottle of wine. That's what Mishabu says in Sifkat and Dalet. The problem to that is, instead of Gimel, it says, what do you do? It says, you should make a bracha on the good and part of the bad. Let's say you're not sure, therefore you're not making a tovah meitav. You can make a bracha on the first one first. Let's say you're not sure, it's like the Mishpura, what should you do? Make a bracha on one of them, take the other one off the table, and then make a tovah meitav. What does that help? You just took off the table. And it's the fun of. So why would that help? So that's a big stira. So because of this stira, there are those who the camp for not making a tevah meitav is they say number one we have like 8 to 9 over here you need to make a chaladeus, right? Has to be two people drinking it and they're both drinking it. There's no nimlach and you maybe have to revias. Has to be toich suda and no shini makayim and it can't be there's a new bracha and you know there's so many tanayim. And if you throw in this tanai, that has to be coming from somewhere else. You never have it, and therefore because of that they don't make a bracha. those who, yes, make a bracha, the way the ancestor is, this is from Scheinberg, also from the Rosh Shabbos, they say, yes, the chalik, which is of katan dalas katan. You're dalad, that there's a difference whether you make it to a meter because you have a riba yayin, just more wines, or the seder davar is because you have a better wine. If the reason why you're making the bracha is just because the riba yayin, you brought another bottle of wine, so if you have it already, it's in the house already, that's not like a, that's not a, such a great samayla. The Maila's got another wine, but the same, it's just as good. So if you have it, that's just a Maila. You don't make a bracha if it's better. If it's better, so then the Yisrael bracha is a Tesefes Tova. Tesefes Tova would even be in your house. So this Katan Dala is talking about where just more wine, not better wine. When you're dealing with more wine, not better wine, so then it has to be that you didn't have it. But if you're dealing with the Maila, you have better wine, even if you have it, you're able to go out and make a bracha. Therefore, as long as the second wine is better, we just take it off the table and able to go ahead and make a bracha.
I'm sure in that same step means the case that you messed up, you made a bracha on the gura.
Hello?
I'm sure in that same step and phase means that in case when you made a bracha on the gura one.
Right.
It's also
seer. Yeah, also maybe. Now, Rav Kanievsky, Bianca just showed me, he learns, I mean, the way he brings it down is, I guess it's the only Yasuda, but the way he brings it down is, he says that if you have two wines, so Avadi is making bracha on the better one, about the gura, therefore you're not going to have a teva meitiv. So if it's in your house, you have to go ahead and take the better wine. It's already in the cellar, it's not in front of you, you have to get it. Sounds like that's the answer to the Mishabura. That whether you have to go get it or not. In your house, you have to, and in the cellar, you don't have to. So Avadi, if you take it off the table, you have a suffix, like in Sukkot, you want to take it off the table, you make it to make it, you can make it to make it. If you know it was, sure, better, and it's in your house, you could get the better wine first, as opposed to taking the Shracha wine in terms of making a bracha. Now, this call.
Cellar means
not
the outside and
the
downstairs.
Yeah, Turkha, yeah.
Just in a different place.
I love all
that. You keep all your wines in a separate, like, room in a cabinet somewhere.
No, that's in your house, but we give you, like, all the way downstairs underneath, whatever. Yeah. Now, if you have a reason why you want to make a bracha wine, there's a lock you make a bracha on the better one. It's regular kedim and brachas. Make a bracha on the better one, better than the worst one. If you have a seba, why you don't want to make a bracha on the better one now, for example, on just a seder or a suda, like you want to have the cheaper wine first and the better wine. If there's a reason, then... Well, I say, one just a second, the chesedim here. How what?
I would like to give out like the kiddush, like dry wine.
Okay, that's true.
If you touch chavuv as it's like the stam is a good wine for everybody, but not your personal chavuv. But
a
shaykh that the
chavuv
is not your best wine.
Right.
So that would be also an
oifen
that you can have.
Right, but I think chavuv, you're making bracha on the Riviyat Tava. I don't like, let's say you have a 200 shekel bottle of wine, but you just don't like it, right? So, like, I don't know. So I think, fam, I would think Mustama fam would be a Tava. Now you have to know whether grapes is b'chal takana, that's a kuach. You have to know b'chal, but it's in the parsha of a teva.
What if each wine is different milo? You have one wine that's
so,
more
and
more
it's like
to drink, and one wine that's more b'shmach.
So that's white and red, we said. Right? White is more healthy. You make a bracha. Unless, you have to know, unless the wine's better, you make a bracha. The wine is better because it's healthier. The red tastes better. You make a bracha, Shabbat says. You know, so by that, any milo you have is enough. It's a ruvi atava. It doesn't have to be overall. If you have, I think you like this one better, or... Well,
yeah,
I think so. So in Sefer Shari Brach, he says he makes these monogram. What are the coolest things? Remember it. Simchas Ish. Our Shin stand for Shutfis. Mem is Musubin. You have to be drinking. You have to drink it together. If you don't drink it together, Shatzim brings that. If you drink in different rooms, it doesn't work. It has to be drink it together. Ches is chashev. The other one has to be chashev, or merastam is chashev, or equal. Tough is tesefes, has to be that there's more. Not sure you finished the first one. You finish the first one, you're out. Ish is aleph ayin, it's not there. That, you know, it's not ain, it's not there. It's going with that side that maybe Mishabura that is there's not issue. Yud is the wine is not there. Yeah, yud is yachad. It has to be that they're both drinking from the wine. Not just the only they will drink the wine. And shin is has to be that there's no shinimakim. If you do shinimakim, one would not make the bracha.
What's the first? What's
Simchas Ish? What's the?
What's the first three?
Shutfis is Shen. Mem is Musubin. You have to be drinking it together, like there. You're drinking it. Ches is Chashiv. Has to be something. Has to be Chashivas. Taf is Tesefes. You finish the wine. Aleph is the Ain. That has to still be there. Yachai means they have to both drink both wines. And Shin, there should not be a Shinoi. The bottle's not there, whatever. But that's only in the steer.
It's a new wine, right?
Yeah, it's only, you know, it's only there. Now there's a shalab being a mitzvah, my lamek, they have a mate or not. As it says, Toyev Lo Elam Shachyano in the 3 weeks, the question must be Toyev Ametev, which is in the game where Toyev Ametev is when you buy, either by drinking wine, so when you buy, get new items, you buy new clothing, or you get standard clothing, you buy a new item. If it's a Toyev for you and good for other people, one would make a Toyev Ametev. So like when Moshe writes in Tshuva, like if you get a car, so it's a private car, you make a Shachyano. If it's a car, bish, at fist, and one goes out and makes a Toyev Ametev. So the question is, in 3 weeks, is an issue making a Toyev Ametev? So Moshe is of the opinion that there would not be an issue. There's the issue of Nusra Bracha Shechiyonu during 3 weeks, Shechiyonu becoming again L'Azman Azeh, when this is a very lousy time, Zman Apranis, it's not the correct thing to do. But when you're dealing with Atav Meitav, Nusra Bracha is okay, therefore there will not be a issue. Mishra brings down at the end that schematically any vakta made of your drink, both drink it. It should be before you drink it. It says b'diavad, you make a bracha even though you drank, and you remember it when the wine's in your mouth. You swallow it and make a bracha. But if you already drank already, you don't make a bracha. It says if you have other wine in the barrel, so then it's kedai to make a bracha. Like somebody forgot to make a mitzvah and the person remembered during the Suda. Okay, we'll stop here.